conservative federal government has been accused of creating false dichotomies around entitlements to justify its harsh austerity measures. Some of these measures deny long-established rights and benefits to seniors, unemployed workers, unionized workers, and public servants. And in June of this year, refugees were scapegoated to justify federal cuts to many of the services previously provided through the interim federal health program. In response, a group of Winnipeggers created the Immigration Matters in Canada Coalition. Nadia Mahmood is a first-generation Canadian whose parents are from different faiths, cultures, and races. She's also a member of Immigration Matters in Canada Coalition, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Nadia.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the coalition because it is a relatively new grassroots group of Manitobans who are working to raise awareness on issues that affect newcomer communities. Can you talk more specifically about what the group wants to do?
Sure. So Immigration Matters in Canada Coalition essentially started in around March of last year. And it's basically a group, a grassroots group, as you mentioned, of professionals, community members, community service workers who really care about having fair and equitable treatment for immigrant and refugees, and are also really concerned with a lot of the rhetoric coming from the federal government and what's that doing in terms of reinforcing negative stereotypes and creating divides, and also how a lot of the changes are really going to affect family reunification.
Were you inspired by organizing that's going around in other areas or in other cities?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was a lot of us were just really, really concerned about the changes and really, I think, shocked into action, I can say, by a lot of the changes. And as we continue to meet together and try to connect with other groups who are doing similar things, we're finding out there's all these other groups that are, you know, also mobilized and doing similar things and all across the nation. So we're also trying to get connected with those groups.
One of the concerns that you and I talked about before is recent change to immigration policy that could result in reduced access to citizenship for vulnerable populations. What federal changes could have this effect on citizenship?
The government has changed the test recently, made it harder, and also has raised the minimum passing mark that you need to pass the citizenship test. We've already seen a dramatic increase in the number of immigrants failing that test, especially in Manitoba. There was also an introduction now where applicants for citizenship need to provide proof that they meet Canadian language benchmark 4 in order to even apply to write the citizenship test. So essentially what that does is actually affect a lot of women and the most marginal groups who, you know, are here as permanent residents, are paying taxes, are contributing to the economy, for various reasons aren't able to attend, you know, full-time language classes or get their language up. And, you know, we hear a lot of mothers saying, well, I'm not going to be able to be a citizen, but at least my children will be.
You talked about the effect on women. Are you also concerned that some of the changes could have an effect on people of certain races or of lower income?
I think that's evidentary just by the nature of the changes. Even a lot of the rules of, you know, who can come to Canada really is prioritizing English-speaking countries. Definitely going to affect a lot of our ethno-cultural community groups who are here in Manitoba who aren't from English-speaking countries or have low income. You know, and basically cutting those people out of citizenship, the rights of citizenship, and the ability to vote.
What have you found just in your organizing so far that are some of the challenges in working with either, you know, new Canadians or immigrants or refugees in speaking out against some of the federal policy?
That in and of itself has been very concerning. Trying to mobilize speakers for the event. First of all, it's so hard to know what the changes are because they're done so piecemeal and embedded in different parts of immigration policy. So it's hard for newcomer communities to know what the changes are because they're coming almost daily with new application forms, new changes. There is also definitely a fear of speaking out. You know, if you're only a permanent resident right now, you're not a citizen. A lot of you don't have full rights. Some of the changes even allow Now, if you commit something that's a 6-month criminal offense, you can even be deported, right? So there's definitely fear among that in those circles in terms of speaking out. Also, what's been extremely concerning is, you know, we've been trying to promote the event through, you know, in the newcomer community, through different listservs, settlement services circles, and the number of times people have called me to say, you know, Nadia, we really want to promote this event. We agree with you. But, you know, it's a little political right now. We've had our hands tapped, or I'd like to attend, but because of my role, you know, that working for this organization, I can't attend. Whereas this event is just a democratic educational forum to discuss the changes, hear what impact they're having, and people are fearful of attending because, you know, if you're dependent on federal funding for your programs and supports, you know, there's the idea of what if I'm biting the hand that feeds me. So that fear that's being created is also concerning in and of itself.
One of the other things I wanted to talk about was migrant workers, and I know you've done some work with the Migrant Workers Solidarity Network. And what are some of your concerns regarding federal policy towards temporary workers in Canada?
Well, we did, our group, Immigrant Matters in Canada Coalition, we met with Damian, who's doing great work, Migrante, and as you said, the Migrant Solidarity Network. I mean, some of the key concerns is just, you know, even legislating. You can pay temporary foreign workers in certain high-skilled occupations 15% less than Canadians, and in low-skilled occupations 5% less than Canadians. I mean, right then and there, we're saying these are second-class humans, right? You can pay them less, and that's okay. So that's definitely part of it. Also, there's a lot of concern about the checks and balances. So people are here as temporary foreign workers. You know, they've left their families. They need the income that they're having in Canada, and they're not going to speak out when their rights are violated, or if they're even aware of that their rights are violated. And then there's this whole move to bring in all these temporary foreign workers and then make it more difficult for them to become citizens. So, you know, the benchmarks for low-skilled occupations has been increased to benchmark four. So we're saying it's okay for you to come in and work in Canada, you know, picking up chickens for 4 years, but you're not good enough to actually become a permanent resident if your language isn't up to par, even though you've worked here 4 years. You know, so that's the kind of message that we're sending.
In terms of your organizing, have you experienced challenges raising awareness on issues that do primarily affect people who are new to Canada, more broadly among the population, among other Manitobans who may not be directly affected by this?
Well, we just had one, our kind of final planning meeting before our town hall last night, and we were talking about, you know, how do we get people to resonate with this, if you're not directly affected by it, or, you know, there's a lot of the rhetoric from the federal government, you know, bogus asylum seekers, or, you know, these new immigrants aren't pulling themselves up by the bootstraps like the previous, you know, generations of immigrants. And so there's a lot of that negative rhetoric that's going on that also places another image of, you know, who these newcomers are as an other, you know, in the minds of people. So it is hard to find out what will resonate with people. And that's why we chose the theme of family reunification, because whatever political party you support, whatever background you have, at our town hall, we want to analyze and talk about how some of the changes, how they affect families being together and staying together, because that's something everybody can relate to.
So I wanted to talk a bit more about the town hall, which is coming up this Saturday, December 1st. What do you hope will come out of the meeting?
Well, we're hoping to hear community voices, so we're definitely hoping to hear some of the stories coming from the ethno community groups about how these changes are impacting them. Also wanting to have further dialogue, so we're not sure what are our next steps, if we're going to have a series of these town halls, but we definitely want to really inform ethno-cultural community leaders about the changes so they go back and inform their communities. And then if they want to get in contact with us or any of our partners that we work with to organize and to lobby the government about these issues and say, you know, Manitoba takes a stand on these issues, then that would be wonderful.
And the event is open, so if people are interested in any of the issues we're discussing or any other immigrant-related issues, they are welcome to come to the meeting?
Oh, absolutely. It's an open forum. It's going to be from 2 till 4 p.m. at Red River College downtown campus at 160 Princess Street. It's open, and for more information, people can call 479-9139, or they can email imincanadacoalition@gmail.com. And, you know, there'll be light refreshments and there'll be childminders. We have the Minister of Immigration and Multiculturalism, Christine Melnick, will be there. We'll have law experts from immigration law, leader of ethnocultural community groups, and settlement sector experts, panel of experts to answer questions and resources. So should be a really good educational session.
Well, that's great. Sounds like an excellent event, and I think we're, for Mud and Water, we're looking forward to hearing how it went, and I'm probably talking to you after about some of the issues that people are interested in following up on this. So thank you very much for coming in today and talking about it.
Thank you, and we'll also have a four-page kind of statement capturing some of these changes that will be available after the event.
Great, we'll look for that as well. I've been speaking with Nadia Mahmood of the Immigration Matters in Canada Coalition. And again, the town hall meeting is this Saturday. That's December 1st. And it's starting at 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. at Red River College downtown. And that's at 160 Princess Street. And you can get more information, including how to join the coalition, by emailing, as Nadia said, imincanadacoalition@gmail.com. And you're listening to Mud and Water on CKW 95.9 FM.